This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Coast Guard said the cargo ship that crashed into a highway bridge in the eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland, and led to its collapse, had undergone maintenance on its engines at the port of Baltimore before the disaster. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sargar Magani.
Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the Dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River. Maryland State Police head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead. And once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel said Wednesday it will send its war strategist to Washington to discuss its intention to launch a ground assault on Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision in the Security Council was very, very bad.
Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
No date set yet for that visit. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said Thursday that Russian forces attacked overnight with 28 drones and 5 missiles. The Ukrainian Air Force said the country's air defenses shot down 26 of the drones, with intercepts taking place over the Odessa, Kharkiv, and Zaporizhia regions. The regional governor in Zaporizhia said on the Telegram Messenger app that falling debris from the drones sparked fires at several residential buildings, injuring 2 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the world to speed delivery of F-16 fighter jets, saying it is vital to boost his country's air defenses against these Russian attacks. Zelensky's comments on social media Wednesday came after Russian strikes on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv killed 1 person and injured 19 others. Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama will join current Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden in New York City Thursday. The occasion will raise $25 million for Biden's reelection efforts. Campaign officials say the amount is a new record for a single political event. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the three are joined by a common purpose.
President Obama and President Clinton strongly support President Biden's leadership and obviously his agenda. All three have agree overwhelmingly on the issues that this president has been fighting for the past 3 years, including an economy that works for all, leaves no one behind.
The event will also feature performances by Queen Latifah, Lizzo, Cynthia Erivo, and Lea Michele. The $25 million tally for the New York City event includes money from supporters who contributed to the campaign weeks ago for a chance to attend. The New York Auto Show opens to the public on Friday, and it comes as the industry faces tough choices on whether to charge ahead with investment in electric vehicles. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
Big names, including Ford and General Motors, have already said they are cutting investment in the zero-emission vehicles amid signs of waning demand. But South Korea's Hyundai sees an opportunity as rivals go slow. Meanwhile, Toyota is adding EVs to its lineup, but says it's focusing more on hybrids. New US rules look set to demand that half of all sales there are EVs or plug-in hybrids by 2030. Initial targets set by the Environmental Protection Agency were even tougher and met howls of protest from the industry.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends.